A study released today by the Children's Defense Fund finds that nearly 1 million black children in the United States live in extreme poverty. That's the highest level since the government began tracking the data in 1979. Extreme poverty is defined as having after-tax income that's below half the poverty line. For a family of three in 2001, that would mean income of about $7,000 a year. The Children's Defense Fund's president, Marion Wright Edelman, joins us now to talk about the study. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
What do the census numbers show? How has the number of black children living in extreme poverty changed over, say, the last 10 years?
Well, the figure where we now have nearly a million black children living in extreme poverty is the highest in 23 years, but we had a specific large increase between 2000 and 2001. We all know we're in the middle of economic downturn with growing unemployment, with wages stagnating and decreasing. We're beginning to feel the effects of welfare reform and so-called welfare reform. You know, children in a crunch.
If you look at the numbers, there's an interesting juxtaposition, because at the same time that extreme poverty was going up among black children, overall poverty for that same group was going down. And in fact, your study acknowledges that overall child poverty among black children reached its lowest point on record in 2001. So isn't that good news?
That is good news, and we applaud it, though I tell you, I take it as good news only in a mixed fashion, because after all of the extraordinary economic prosperity that we saw from 1992 up until 1999, or whenever we began to wane, the fact that it still left 11.6 million children poor, three-fourths of whom lived in working families, I don't think is something to really boast about in the richest nation on earth when we had so many new millionaires and billionaires. I'm grateful that we have had a decrease in overall child poverty. I am really deeply concerned that the very poorest children are suffering more, and that there is no safety net, and that we are facing a double budget assault, both in the Congress of the United States and in our state governments, that are cutting back on preschool and health care and child care and education. So what's going to happen to these children?
You mentioned the effects of welfare reform, which was signed into law in 1996. Is there actually any evidence, though, that welfare reform is responsible for the fact that more black children appear to be sliding into extreme poverty?
Well, we don't know. I think there are a number of facts that may contribute about why these black children and white and Latino children, but black children particularly, are falling into extreme poverty. But you know what? The real test of welfare reform that was passed in 1996 is going to be what happens in 2001, 2002, 2003, when the time limits have hit. And it scares me very much. And certainly, we should not be dismantling the programs that prevent children from falling into poverty in the first place.
Some of your critics say that this is an extremely narrow window that you're looking through. They say if you look at the bigger picture, welfare reform has helped lift people out of poverty, including black children. One analyst explained it this way. He said there are 1.2 million black children who've been lifted out of poverty since 1995. So for every black child who is worse off, there are seven who are better off since the welfare reforms. Doesn't that argument make some sense?
Well, I applaud all the progress that we've made in lifting children out of poverty. We can all attribute that to welfare reform. We don't know how much of that is welfare reform and how much of that was a big prosperous economy, all right? We are for jobs and for economic stability, but we're for making sure that there's child care that is of high quality when parents go to work. And yet, you know, the welfare proposals that are there pending, you know, don't take that direction as a major focus. So you can't have it both ways. You can't say poor mothers should go out to work and work, more poor mothers should go out to work and work longer hours, and then say you're going to slash 200,000 children over 5 years from child care. So let's get work supports to make sure that welfare reform does work, but let's make sure that children at the bottom who have no protections have that protections in the richest nation on earth.
Well, Marion Wright Edelman, thanks very much for talking with us.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Marion Wright Edelman is president of the Children's Defense Fund, which released its study on black children living in extreme poverty today.